Hey, Mama. I know getting meals on the table for your family can feel tough, especially finding weeknight-friendly meals that everyone in the family will love. There's a good chance it's why you're here, at least I hope so. Helping moms take the stress out of feeding their family is my biggest passion. It's why I share with you here, and it's why I created the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. If you've ever wished this podcast came with a weekly done-for-you dinner plan with a shopping list and meal prep tips, or maybe a recipe library with over 200 family-friendly recipes, cooking tips, how-tos, and hacks? Well, it does, and it's all in the Healthy Mama Cooking Club over on Patreon. Starting at just $3 a month for access to our 200-plus recipe vault with printable PDF recipes, or $5 a month for weekly done-for-you dinner plans, plus the recipe vault and bonus podcasts every month, the Healthy Mama Cooking Club is the dinnertime solution you're looking for. Head to patreon.com/healthymamachris or click the link in the show notes to try it out for a week free and join over 130 other busy mamas making weeknight meals work with the Healthy Mama Cooking Club. I can't wait to see you in there. All right, let's get on with the episode. I will be the first to admit breakfast is not naturally my forte as a mom. But even so, we've created a breakfast routine that works for our family to give my kids a nourishing before-school breakfast every morning without stress. So in today's episode, I want to share with you how to create a less stressed breakfast routine and some of our favorite easy and make-ahead breakfast ideas for the back-to-school season. Does cooking feel like a struggle more often than you want to admit? Do school lunches get boring after the third week, and even cereal for breakfast sometimes feels like too much effort? Let alone feeding yourself and your family meals with vegetables they'll actually eat? If you're a busy mama like me, you can probably relate. I'm Chris Dovniak, and welcome to My Healthy Mama Kitchen. I'm a trained chef, culinary nutritionist, and mama of two, and I'm here to guide you in making healthy eating easy and accessible by simplifying your meal plan, demystifying meal prep, taking the stress out of weeknight dinners, and helping you learn to cook your family delicious, nutrient-dense meals along the way without spending hours in the kitchen or thousands of dollars a month at Whole Foods. In this podcast, I'm here to share my best tips, tools, and hacks for your real-life Healthy Mama Kitchen with a side of humor and sometimes a little bit of spice. So grab your favorite apron and let's get cooking. Mornings are my favorite time of the day. But as an early bird, I like to get the worm. I like to get going in the morning, get in an hour of work, do my workout, shower if I have time, and of course, get the kids ready for the day. And I am a creature of habit with my breakfast. I drink a smoothie pretty much every day during the week. It's delicious, nourishing, filling, and most importantly, it's quick, and I can take it on the go for school drop-off. My kids, on the other hand, like a little bit more variety in their breakfast. And as much as they love smoothies too, they're not keen on having the same thing for breakfast every single morning. But we all know mornings can be hectic, even with routines. So we've developed a simple system for breakfast that makes mornings less stressful. We call it the Choose Two Method. You might have heard me talk about this before, but if you haven't implemented it, I highly recommend you give it a try and see how it works for your family. So here's how it works. Number one, you are going to choose two breakfast options. One of these I highly recommend is a make-ahead breakfast option, something you can prep at the beginning of the week, on the weekend, so that you can grab it and just reheat it if you need to and give it to your kids in the morning. You don't have to have a make-ahead option, but I do recommend it. And the other option can be something easy that you can easily make in the morning once they get up. So you're gonna choose two options. I recommend one being make-ahead and one an easy option. And then you're also going to identify your backup breakfast option if your kids don't want either of the other options, because any of us who have kids know that sometimes, even if they chose the options, they will still go, yeah, I don't want egg cups or protein pancakes, whatever it might be. So we always have a backup option. This is a go-to option your kids aren't likely to refuse, something you can easily keep on hand. This could be oatmeal packets, it could be cereal, it could be smoothies like us. We have smoothies as our backup option. We always have a kid's protein powder on hand, which just makes them a little bit more full in the morning. Sometimes we'll use yogurt as well. We always have some sort of nut milk on hand and some frozen fruit, quick and easy smoothie for the kids. My kids don't love nut butter in their smoothies, so we try to use like a whole milk or something like that if smoothies are on our plan for the week, just to get in some of that healthy fat as well. But I did want to mention that because when I talk about my smoothie formula, which has some sort of a liquid, fruit, veggie for fiber, some sort of healthy fat, and then of course protein, we follow a similar formula for the kids. We'll also use full-fat Greek yogurt, which has protein and healthy fat in it, but we just do what we can with the kids' smoothies. It is all about just getting something nutrient-dense into my kids before they get out the door. So they get a choice of one of those two options in the morning, and if they don't want either of those, they can have our backup option, which for us is smoothies, but you can choose whatever works for you. This system does four things. Number one, it reduces decision fatigue for everyone involved. It reduces decision fatigue for you in the morning, trying to throw out options so the kids will eat something, anything in the morning, and for them as well. It makes breakfast straightforward. Your kids get a choice, because we know that kids love choices and kids are so much more likely to eat something they chose, even if it's from options, than if you just put something in front of them and say eat. But it's not unlimited. So it's so much less stressful than going, here's everything we have in the house, what do you want? It also saves time. You can pull out something pre-prepped if that's part of your choice and you've prepped something at the beginning of the week. Or you can whip up something super easy that you have the ingredients for that you've planned ahead for. And lastly, it makes it easier to shop and prep ahead. So there's no more, what should I get the kids for breakfast this week? You already have a plan. You can get the ingredients at the grocery store. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times before I was really strategic about grocery shopping with my list, with a strategic list, which if you listen to the last episode on easing into back to school routines, I mentioned the episode on creating a strategic grocery list. I think it's episode 218. Don't quote me on that, but it talks about how to create a strategic grocery list to save money and to make grocery shopping easier and more efficient. It's very easy to forget about breakfast and forget about lunch and just focus on dinners, but this will help you to remember breakfast, plan ahead, so you have those options on hand. So practically, here's how it works. In the mornings, the kids get up, they brush their teeth, they put on their uniforms, and while they're doing that, I ask them what they want for breakfast. I give them their two options. I don't even mention the backup. They know what the backup is. They can say, I think I just want a smoothie today. But I ask them, do you want egg cups? Do you want protein pancakes? They'll let me know. And then I'm already getting it ready. By the time they come out with their uniforms on, they sit at the counter, they eat, and I prepare lunches. That's it. That's our morning routine. Super simple. I think it's way too easy to overcomplicate routines, where the more simple we can be when it comes to our routines, the easier it is to actually stick to them and make sure that they work for our families and we can stick to it throughout the school year. So let's talk about some of our favorite make ahead and easy breakfast for the kids. This is not the only episode I have on breakfast ideas, so some of these are going to be redundant, but there's only so many options for breakfast when it comes to make ahead or easy breakfast. So here are some of our go-tos and some of our favorites. Number one are egg cups. Some people call them egg muffins as well. We make them in silicone muffin cups, so they pop out really easily. I have a ton of options on my website. Most recently, a Greek egg cup, but I also have a broccoli cheddar egg cup, a Western style egg cup. So those are go-tos in our house. One of my kiddos really likes eggs. The other kiddo is so-so on eggs, but egg cups are usually a hit in our house or some sort of an egg bake as well.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oatmeal cups or an oatmeal bake as well are also a hit in our house. I have a banana bread oatmeal cup and a pumpkin oatmeal cup for the fall on my website right now. And those are favorites in our house. The oatmeal cups are convenient. They can even take them on the go if you're rushing in the morning. The oatmeal bake is almost like a cross between oatmeal and a granola bar. You bake the oatmeal in a pan. I use an 8x8-inch pan. You can slice it up and you can serve it warm or straight from the fridge, depending on what your kids prefer. And it's got all of the fiber and the nutrients of oatmeal, but in a more convenient format. The next thing that we love in my house are steel-cut oats. I like to make these in the Instant Pot. You can also make them in the slow cooker. I'll be honest, this time of the year, like I mentioned, we are in Florida and it's very warm. Even though we keep the AC on, oatmeal is not as appealing to us. This is something we tend to do in the fall, in the wintertime, but I have an apple steel-cut oat recipe on my website and it's so easy to do in the Instant Pot. You can reheat it the next day as well. It reheats really well. Speaking of oats, oat flour muffins or cassava flour muffins are a little bit more nutrient dense than your white flour muffins. And we like to make those ahead during meal prep. And the kids will have those with a little bit of butter. Or I like to do them with peanut butter or almond butter as well. I'd like to say I get my kids to have a protein on the side of those, but typically it's just the muffin. But that's why I try to go with either oat flour or cassava flour or almond flour. So it still has that muffin flavor. It's a little bit sweet. You've got some fruit in there, maybe even some chocolate chips or chocolate chunks, but it's a little bit more nutrient dense. So oat flour or cassava flour muffins, drinkable yogurts. I have a recipe, if you can even call it that, on my website. You can do this with either frozen fruit and kefir or frozen fruit, yogurt, and some sort of milk as well. And we keep those in little mason jars and the kids drink those up quickly. You've got your protein, you've got your fruit. So it's a quick and easy breakfast, but you can also make it ahead. We love breakfast cookies in our house too. Similar to the muffins, they've got that appeal of being something that's a little bit sweet and easy to eat, but also they have quite a few nutrients in them too, with nuts and dried fruit and oats. We also love making protein waffles or protein pancakes. These are one of my kids' favorites. They're definitely a make-ahead for us. We don't have the time typically in the morning to make these fresh, but they are my kids' favorites, and they're very easy to make ahead. You can even freeze them and then just heat them up in the morning. Hard-cooked eggs are an easy make-ahead option. We also love freezer breakfast quesadillas or freezer breakfast burritos. My kiddo I mentioned, who doesn't love eggs, does love a good breakfast quesadilla or breakfast burrito. You can also do breakfast sandwiches that you make ahead and freeze, and you can just reheat those in the oven, the toaster oven, the air fryer, or even the microwave. Just make sure to take them out of any sort of foil that you put them in. I'm sure you know that, but it's always a good reminder. Let's talk a few easy options that we like to make in the mornings. Obviously, eggs are a quick and easy option. They do not take very long. Scrambled eggs, over easy eggs, over hard eggs, whatever it might be, eggs are an easy option. Smoothies, we love. Like I mentioned, we try and stick to my Healthy Mama smoothie formula, but we do the best we can with the kids. We just try to make sure there's some sort of protein, some sort of fruit, some sort of healthy fat, good to go. My kids also love chicken sausage, and we usually serve that up with fruit in the morning. So we will do breakfast sausages, but my kids tend to like just regular chicken sausages. They love the apple chicken sausage from Trader Joe's. They love the Amy Lou chicken sausages, which is the one that they love. I can't remember which. It's like a garlic Asiago, something like that. They love that one too. Sweet or savory chicken sausage is packed with protein, very quick to cook up because it's already cooked. So you just really need to sear it so it's heated through. That comes together in just a couple of minutes, and my 9-year-old will make that herself in the morning. French toast sticks as well. They're a little bit more time consuming than smoothies or eggs or chicken sausage, but they're still pretty simple to make. And I will typically make the French toast using eggs and vanilla and cinnamon, a little bit of milk or cream, and just leftover bread that might have gone a little bit stale. So I will make these. You can either cut them into strips, so they're little French toast sticks, and they can dip them into syrup, or you can cut them up into little chunks. This recipe is on my website as well. And you can let the kids skewer them carefully with little wooden skewers and have like either strawberry or blueberry or blackberry or raspberry little French toast sticks, which are fun for lunch boxes as well as breakfast. Yogurt and fruit or yogurt and granola is also a favorite in our house. My kids oftentimes like to have the yogurt, the fruit, and the granola separate, not mixed together. We'll do plain Greek yogurt, typically with a drizzle of honey or maple syrup. My older daughter really does like sweetened yogurt, so we'll do those as a treat, but I like the protein ratio to be a little bit higher just so she stays full a little bit longer. But I'll let them kind of create their own parfaits in the morning as well, but it takes next to no time to just throw some yogurt in a bowl, drizzle a little bit of honey, put some fruit on the side. Typically, I have that meal prepped already, and then a little bit of granola, and they can mix however they want to or eat it separate. And lastly, up-leveled toast. So toast is a great quick morning option, but there's not much to it but bread, right? Or bread and butter. So we like to mix it up, do a little bit of avocado toast in the morning. You might be surprised. My 9-year-old loves a good avocado toast with some everything but the bagel seasoning. So she also loves tahine. So we'll do tahine on top of that too. I love avocado toast with a bit of shredded hard-cooked egg on top, but my 9-year-old would never. So for her, we'll just do some quick avocado toast. You can also cut up your toast into sticks, just like the French toast sticks, and it just makes it a little bit easier for kids to eat and a little bit less messy as well. Put less avocado on there if you're worried about mess. Or peanut butter toast, almond butter toast is also a good option because you've got a little bit of that protein and healthy fat in the peanut butter or almond butter as well. You can make this extra fun, put some fruit on top, put some chocolate chips. You could even do a little toast bar where you put out the peanut butter or almond butter toast or avocado toast and put a couple toppings and your kids can put that together. It's still pretty quick and simple, but they're getting in those nutrients and it's coming together quickly for you, which is most important. I see so many posts on Instagram and Pinterest of these elaborate back-to-school breakfasts, and trust me when I say we do not do that in our house. We do not have elaborate breakfasts. We keep things very simple. What matters to me is that the kids eat in the morning and it's something that will keep them full for a couple of hours. And it's okay if you guys are like that too. It's also okay if you like to do more elaborate breakfasts and you have time for that. That is awesome as well, but we just like to keep it simple, and I'm just trying to give you solutions here. So whether you like to do a more simple breakfast or a more elaborate breakfast, I just gave you like 17 or 18 ideas for make ahead or easy breakfast for back to school. I shared with you our choose to method when it comes to choosing breakfast for the week. So just remember, choose to have a backup option. Try and make one a make ahead option if you have the time, or if you can make the time, because I know you can make the time, Mama. We're going to talk more about meal prep next week. But have one easy option, one make ahead option, and a backup option. And let's make mornings easier this school year, shall we? I hope this episode was helpful in giving you strategies for a less stressed and more organized school morning. If you loved this episode and found it helpful, please be sure to hit the subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcast so you don't miss an episode. And I would be so grateful if you could leave me a rating and a review, or just screenshot this episode, share it with a friend, share it on social. It only takes a couple of minutes, and it is honestly the best free thing you could do to support me and support future episodes of the podcast. Thank you, as always, for listening. Until next time, happy cooking.
Thank you for listening to Mommy's Podcast.
Friend, thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Healthy Mama Kitchen Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you love to listen to podcasts so you never miss a cooking tip. If you've been loving this podcast, it would mean so much to me if you left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. It truly makes a difference in how many other busy cooks find this show and lets me know what you're loving and want to hear more of. For show notes and links to all the recipes and tools I mention, head to healthymamachris.com/podcast. For daily eats, cooking tips, and family-friendly shortcut dinner ideas, be sure to follow along over on Instagram at @healthymamachris. Remember, cooking for your family may not always feel easy, but it can be simple.